Attorney Christine Pate says mediators are not judges.
I think the term is that the mediator owns the process and the participants own the content. So the mediator doesn't make decisions for the parties. They really just help them move towards reaching agreement.
With the exception of cases involving juveniles, the American court system is open to the public. The messiest divorces and lawsuits are available for anyone's inspection. While this makes headlines for Donald and Ivana, attorney Corey Bosman says mediation might be for the rest of us.
It's confidential, so sometimes people have a dispute that's of a nature they don't really want to be aired in the public, which is in the courts. It also offers great flexibility in how you craft solutions, so the courts oftentimes are limited by what they can do, but in mediation, the parties can come up with almost anything within the realm of legality, at least. It also is really effective in helping people to mend and build relationships and trust, and that's a really important dynamic, especially when you come to family disputes.
Bosman also says mediation can be far less expensive than going to court. Still, most people who end up in mediation are referred by the court system. There are two mediation programs within the state courts: child custody and visitation, and the relatively new adult guardianship and conservatorship, which is designed to settle disputes involving vulnerable adults over the age of 18. But Bosman says mediation is useful over a spectrum of issues.
Almost any type of dispute can be mediated. There's certainly a few exceptions to that. One would be child abuse or neglect, domestic violence. The issue of domestic violence itself can't be mediated. Also, criminal guilt, that's something that can't be mediated. But beyond that, mediation is used in a really broad realm of issues, labor disputes, property disputes, all kinds of domestic disputes.
Bosman and Pate both serve as private mediators in addition to their work for the courts. This past Wednesday, they convened a meeting of the Sitka Bar to introduce other local attorneys to the Adult Guardianship Mediation Program, and also met with the community's adult service providers. Their guest was Karen Largent, the mediation coordinator for the Alaska court system. Largent came to mediation from work as a clinical social worker. She's found the courts to be very receptive to mediation.
I think judges really appreciate the agreements that come out of mediation. I think that what judges and masters tend to think is that parties have been involved in a very thoughtful process. I think one of the real benefits of mediation is that the parties, the participants in mediation, really stay in control of the decision making. So they're not turning that over to, you know, to someone outside of their family or their system, their caregiving system, to make decisions for them.
Largent says that courts typically review mediated agreements. If it wins a judge's approval, an agreement then has the force of a court ruling. And according to Christine Pate, people leave mediation feeling better about a decision than they do in a court setting, especially in domestic disputes. Arguments are exchanged in court. In mediation, it's all about dialogue.
The court system is not always the best place to resolve family law disputes. I mean, people come in with a disagreement, and they go out often with even harder feelings. What happens in court often reinforces that negativity that people went into the case with. And you're also placing your hands and your future in with a judge who may not know a lot about your family or your case. I mean, I think we have excellent judges and they make good decisions, but they don't know your situation.
Pate says mediation uses the people who are most vested in the outcome of a dispute to craft the resolution. With help from Shady Grove Oliver, reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.